Sir, Dr. Rani, dictating a consultation on the Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, middle initial C, last name is Street, S-T-R-E-E-T, senior, date of birth is June 7, 1959, date of consultation is January 11, 2022, referring physician is Jennifer Walker, M.D. I'm sorry, this is a letter addressed to Jennifer Walker, comma CRNP, dated January 11, 2022, regarding Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, middle initial C, last name is Street, S-T-R-E-E-T, senior, date of birth is June 7, 1959. Paragraph. Dear Ms. Walker, paragraph. This is a follow-up to our conversation earlier today, period. Paragraph. Mr. Walker was referred for history of weight loss period. He has some dyspepsia and abdominal discomfort and was evaluated at Johns Hopkins on May 6, 2020 period. On today's telehealth visit, comma, he denied any significant abdominal pain other than occasional dyspepsia, and there was no history suggestive of any postprandial abdominal pain, and there does not appear to be any precipitating or relieving factors, period. However, his appetite, he claims, was poor, period. He has occasional dysphagia that he attributes to his dentures and also his history of throat discomfort from a history of cervical spine / plate impingement, I-M-P-I-N-G-E-M-E-N-T, on the esophagus period. Recently, he claims that his weight has been stable and, in fact, managed to, quote, gain some weight, unquote, dash, although the details are unknown, period. Paragraph, as you know, he is a former smoker and stopped smoking in 2018, and also a history of alcohol use, and stopped 17 years ago, period. He had used a recreational substance, which was also stopped about 17 years ago, period. Paragraph. He had a colonoscopy, which was complete up to the cecum in November 12, 2015, and the study was negative, and the bowel prep was adequate, period. No polyp or tumor was seen, and the procedure was done by Dr. Anwar Kokar, period. With the history of oropharyngeal paragraph, with the history of oropharyngeal dysphagia and some discomfort in the throat, an esophagram, an upper GI with esophagram was done on August 6, 2019 at the University of Maryland Midtown campus. and the air contrast study, which was accomplished without difficulty, revealed an orthopedic plate in place fixed to the anterior aspect of the C4-C7, and there was evidence of extrinsic pressure from the orthopedic plate on the posterior margin of the cervical esophagus and of the esophagus period. There was adequate distensibility period. No evidence of Zenker's diverticulum was noted. Period. The intrathoracic esophagus distended normally, and the motility appeared to be within normal limits. Period. There was no evidence of any mass or stricture, and also there was no evidence of any hiatal hernia or gastroesophageal reflux. Period. The stomach distended normally, and there was no evidence of any mass or ulceration in the stomach. Period. The barium passed promptly through the pylori canal into the duodenum. Period. Paragraph. A CT scan of suspected tachycardia and shortness of breath. For a history of tachycardia and shortness of breath and suspected PE on November 20, 2021, a CT angiogram of the chest was obtained. From the thoracic inlet to the upper abdomen with intravenous contrast according to PE protocol, period. There was no evidence of enlarged mediastinal, hilar or axillary lymph nodes. Period. No pericardial effusion was noted. Period. There was good opacification of the pulmonary vasculature, and there was no evidence of any segmental or segmental filling defects within the pulmonary arteries. Period. There was a background of emphysematous changes, and in the posterior left lower lobe, there was a geographic area of ground glass opacity surrounding central lucency, period. No acute pathology was noted. And I don't see any mention of if the CT had a look at the pancreas. Paragraph. Review of the stool studies done on December 29, 2021 revealed the stool to be negative for occult blood. Paragraph. Review of the blood test done on December 20, 2021 revealed a normal WBC with a platelet of 304,000, and the hemoglobin was slightly low at 12.7, the top, the low normal being 13, period. The red cell indices were normal, and there was no evidence of low MCV, period. The BUN, creatinine, and the transaminases were normal, with the normal alkaline phosphatase and bilirubin, period. Paragraph. On October 29, 2021, he was negative for COVID, period. Paragraph. He was evaluated at Lifebridge Health at the Cancer Institute, orthopedic oncology. For an abnormal finding on the left femur. And the following studies were ordered, dash IE and MRI of the lumbar spine without contrast, comma, a nuclear medicine bone marrow scan for the whole body. Period. Paragraph. He will require an upper endoscopy and a colonoscopy. And for history of weight loss, and if non-diagnostic, then a small bowel evaluation with a CT angiography as a part of complete GI evaluation period. He may need an extended prep as per the patient, comma, the quality of prep was not adequate during the last study period. Paragraph. Patient may be, the patient's condition will be discussed with the doctor, will be discussed with Sinai gastroenterology, where he's being followed by the orthopedic oncology, and is convenient for the patient, period. Therefore, kindly issue a referral for him to be followed by the Sinai gastroenterology practice, dash Dr. Sudhir Dutta, D-U-T-T-A, and Dr. slash Dr. Rakesh, R-A-K-E-S-H, Vinayak, V-I-N-A-Y-E-K, period. Paragraph, please feel free to call me for any questions at 410-803-2211. End of dictation. Thanks.